The West Kent News Report. Hello, I'm Brian Johnson.
And welcome to the game of the year, the one we've all been waiting for. There's a capacity crowd here. Yes, I think I can see them. Yes, it's the teams. Here they come. Just listen to that roar.
The iconic table soccer game Sabutio is featured in a current exhibition at the Amelia Scott Centre in Tunbridge Wells. Called 000 Sabutio, the exhibition features dozens of items that'll be familiar to those who've loved playing the game. Other displays will appeal to the many local people who worked for Sabutio. Sabutio was launched by Langton Green resident Peter Adolph and manufactured in our area for decades. Amelia Exhibitions officer Ed Liddell explains that some of the items on display are so rare that even the game's most ardent fans won't have seen them before.
So we've got a lovely selection of objects from our own collection. We've also got objects loaned in from private collectors. One thing that really emotionally appeals to me is from Mark Adolph, who's the son of Peter Adolph. He has lent us, when we went to visit his house, and I said, oh, what's this? And he said, oh, this is the pitch my dad made for me. And I said, oh, what do you mean? He said, yeah, my dad made this pitch, or got someone local to make it, and it's the pitch that him and his dad used to play on. So this historical object is fascinating because the games that they play, you know, the creator and his son, and we've got his notebook from the games he played with his dad and his friends and all his set of players. He said, oh, I haven't got all the fans won't like it because all my collection doesn't come in the boxes. And I said, oh, why is that? And he said, oh, well, because if I did an odd job for my dad or helped around the factory, he'd say, right, all right then, Mark, go and get your own set. And Mark would go into the factory, take a handful of players off and go and play with them. So he didn't have the proper box set. And I said, no, Mark, that's gold dust, because who else has got that? No one. I also love lots of ephemera items, so things on paper generally we refer to as ephemera, advertising, and seeing a real advert from 1946 or the 50s in a paper, and you just go, oh, okay, well, this has got a wider history than just these objects, and you see the impact suddenly through these very humble bits of paper that could easily as well. I love the romanticism of these paper objects because they could have easily just been ditched. You go, well, why do you want that paper? Throw it away, and someone's gone, no, I'm going to keep that one. And that's the joy and, you know, interest of working in a museum as well, because then we can display that and go, look, this has value.
One of the displays at the exhibition has a series of audio files you can listen to. You must have heard some great stories.
So as part of our museum collection, we're always looking to gather and collect oral histories. And by that, we mean people's stories in their own words. And we've collected stories about people whose mum and dad put washers in the bases. And we've got Keith Buckwell, who made the miniature replica of the World Cup. But the first version he made at life size. And at that point, the World Cup was stolen. And he put his version in the window in Langton Green and put a little cheeky sign that said, for sale, best offer. And the police actually then came and interviewed him because people thought, oh my goodness, someone's stolen it and it's in Langton Green. So that's an oral history. You can press a button, listen to that oral history, and then we've got a miniature World Cup in a beautiful showcase in front of it. So we're evoking through people's voices, but also through objects, these very personal stories. They're telling their stories in their own words and going, this happened to me, this is my experience. And so as a museum, this is a collection that we will hold on to. It's a very valuable and interesting way of collecting histories. And it's very intimate and it's very, oh my goodness, I'm listening to someone. This is their life. You know, imagine in 100 years listening to this audio clip. It's amazing.
Is a match that had everything and one that certainly lived up to its promise. There's always another day when we'll join you again with the Sabutio sound.
The crowd noises in this report come from a record once sold by Sabutio to accompany its table soccer game. It was recorded by and features members of the workforce at the company's factory in Wadhurst. The 000 Sabutio exhibition is free to enter and runs until the 5th of January. For West Kent Radio, I'm Brian Johnson.